A lot of us Southenders look a little dubiously at Dad's Day. It sounds suspiciously like one of those sting operations for deadbeat dads delinquent on child support payments. Get us all down here, then throw the net. We can already see the headlines in the Conway Chronicler. Southenders nabbed in paternity sting. Not that I'm saying I'm a deadbeat dad. I know being an artist and a banjo picker sort of doesn't help the image, but we all been down on our luck. Little Jimmy understands that. His mom's a little less forgiving, but when the CD sales start rolling in and the big art commissions, she'll change her tune. What with all these studies proving that more than a quarter of men in this country aren't the genetic fathers of their children, fatherhood on the South End has taken on a whole new meaning in these modern times we live in. DNA tests take all the romance out of relationships, you ask me. The old family tree's got some extra branches now, and I guess that's good, but it sure takes some of the mystery away from sparking and courting. Personally, I don't care to find out half the South End string band is related. But it is Father's Day. Won't be long before dear old Dad is just a test tube in some sterile lab. Sample number 74, double X, blue eyes, dark hair, long fingers for the banjo. I like to think I got more to offer than a petri dish, although little Jimmy's mom might not agree. Bam was thinking of maybe lobbying for Father's Day being a day of amnesty. You know, give a dad a break day. Or even a whole month. Not that I'm saying the boys down here are looking for a way to skip the June payments. We were just thinking a little breathing room. You know, till the CD sales pick up.